Okay. Okay, well, we used to do Hanukkah. This year didn't come out like that. We would learn a little bit the Gemara of Hanukkah. Like we said, there's no tractate in Mishnah of Hanukkah. And that was because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi punished the Hashmonaim, but were Koyanim. And after the Hanukkah story, they became the kings. And Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was from Beit David, was upset with them, so therefore he didn't put them in the Mishnah except twice in Shas, maybe three times when the Hanukkah is mentioned. So the Gemara over here says, Tan Rabban Rabbanu learned, Mitzvah Ner Hanukkah, the mitzvah, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah is Ner Ishu Beisei. You light one candle per household per night. You have 10 people in the house. First night, light one candle. Second night, one candle. Eighth night, one candle. Mahadrin, if you want to do it better, Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. Everybody lights a candle. That means if you have 10 people in the house, and the first night you light 10 candles, and the eighth night you light 10 candles. Mahadrin min Mahadrin, you want to do best of the best. B'shami Yemrim, Yemri Shemad L'Kshmeinu Mekam Eilach Pechad Se'eilach. Bishami says the first day you light eight and then you keep going down. Bishami Yemrim Yemri Shemadak. Echas Mikan Ve'elach Meisav Ve'elach. Beisil holds no, you like we do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Bishami says 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's brought down in the Mefoshim that Chanukah Ches Nun Vav Chaf Hei is an acronym for Ches Neiris VeHalacha K'Beis Hillel. It says in Svarim, Ches Neiris, you light eight candles, V'halacha K'Beis Hillel, the halacha K'Beis Hillel, that you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, the Gemara says, what's the reason of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So it says, Pliga Batrei Amiroi B'Marava. Two Amiroim in Eretz Yisrael argued, what is the reason of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Who were they? Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbah and Rabbi Yosi Bar Zavida. Chad Omar, one of them says, Tamid Beis Shammai, the reason why Beis Shammai says 8, 7, 6, Keneged Yomer Manichnosim. How many days are left? In other words, there's 8 days left, 7 days left, 6 days left, and so on. The time of the Beis Hillel, Keneged Yomer Mayetz. Beis Hillel looks at the reality. Now is one night, second night is two nights. In other words, like the Rebbe explains, the Machlekes over here is, do you go by the potential or do you go by the actual? Beis Shammai always holds throughout Shas. You go by the potential, and thereby Beis Shammai says by Hanukkah, the first night you have 8 potential left, 7 potential left in this, and Beis Hillel says, no, you go by the actual one. And the second one says, V'chad Omar, the second one says, time of the Beis Shammai keneged pari hachag. Beis Shammai holds, like the bulls of Sukkis, started 13 and then 12 and 11 going downward. So the same thing, Hanukkah goes down. The time of the Beis Hillel, the Ma'ilim Bakedish Ve'imeridim. The reason is, Beis Hillel says you go up in Kedusha, you don't go down. Amar Rabba Barbachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Sheis Kenim Hoyu B'Tzidain. In Eretz Yisrael, in the city of Tzidain, there were two Chachamim. What's the place? Yeah. Chad, Echad Asi K'Beis Shammai, Echad Asi K'Divrei Beis Hillel. One did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel. Zen Reisin Tam L'Dvarev, this one gave the reason, Keneged Pari Achag, according to the bulls of the Yom Tif. V'zen Reisin Tam L'Dvarev, Ma'ilim B'Kedish V'Emiridim. Okay, you go up in Kedusha, you don't go down. So, the Mefashim explain, the Rebbe brings us down in the Sikha, that there's a, what's the difference if the reason of Beis Hillel is whether you have how many days of the Yom Tif, or you go up in Kedusha, you don't go down. Or Beis Shammai holds, you have the reason either like the bulls of Sukkot or the days. But the main question is, what's the difference halachically? Because there are two reasons, obviously there's a difference between them. If not, it would be the same reason. So one reason says, because you go up. The other reason says, but you go up, you don't go down. The other reason says, how many days of Hanukkah there is. Okay, so now the question, what's the difference is like this. What happens on the fifth night of Hanukkah, you have only four candles. So in other words, the first day you lit one, second day two, fourth night you lit four. Now comes the fifth night, you only have four candles. Should I light the four, or should I light only one? What's the difference? If the then reason is because how many days of Hanukkah there are, there's no purpose of lighting four. Because it's the fifth day, it's not the fourth day. So then you would only light what the mitzvah is, one candle. If the reason is because you go up in Kedusha but you don't go down, so at least on the fourth day they lit four, at least on the fifth day they're not going down. Because on the fifth day if they light only one candle, then they're going down. So the Rebbe explains this is the difference between the two opinions, whether you go up or down, is basically the difference would be on the fifth night or on the fourth night, you only have three, whatever it is, that's the reason. Okay, then the Gemara says, I'm going to skip a little bit. My Hanukkah, the Rashi says, what does it mean, my Hanukkah? My Hanukkah, we know what Hanukkah is. My Hanukkah means, what happened on Hanukkah that the Chachamim established it as a Yom Tov? So the Gemara says like this, Tan Rabbanan b'chafei b'kislev yemen de Hanukkah tim de inun. And the Chafei Kislev is the 8 days of Hanukkah. What's unique about the 8 days of Hanukkah? The Leila Mispad Lahim, you're not allowed to make eulogies. The Leila Sanis Behem, and you're not allowed to fast. On Hanukkah, if somebody, God forbid, dies, you don't make eulogies, you don't fast on Hanukkah. Even a Chassan and Kalu are getting married on Hanukkah, normally they fast, they don't fast Hanukkah. According to Allah, if you fasted Hanukkah, you have to fast another fast for fasting on Hanukkah. I'm not joking. No, seriously. It says in Allah, if somebody has a bad dream Friday night, there's what's called Tanit Chalom, right? For fast for a bad dream. So it says it's only good if you do it the next day. You push it off a day or two, the fast is worthless. So therefore, the Gemara says on Shabbos, if you have a bad dream Friday night, you have to fast Shabbos. But because it's not proper to fast on Shabbos, you have to fast another fast for fasting on Shabbos. So if you ask on Chanukah, you have to fast another fast afterwards.
So you do fast on Shabbat?
Yeah, but today we don't do that. Okay, so what happens? It says on the 25th day of Kislev begins. Why? Because Shenichnasu Yevanim LeHeichol, the Greeks came into the Heichol. They impurified all the oil. When the Chashmenoi were victorious over them, they looked, they only found one jug of oil. Everybody knows, and the miracle was it burned for 8 days. Now, why did the miracle have to last for 8 days? Obviously, it took them 8 days to get new oil. So the question, why? Why did it take them 8 days to get new oil? So there's a few reasons in the poskim. One reason is because they're all tamei, so they couldn't make new oil. So they had to wait 7 days to become pure. And then the eighth day, they made the oil. So it took 8 days. Other mefarshim learned the place where they got the oil from was a 4-day journey. They didn't have overnight in those days. FedEx. So it took them 4 days to get there, 4 days back. So 8 days it was needed to burn the oil. But there's a very interesting argument between the Me'iri and this Gemara and the Rambam. It says, and Chafei Kislev began Hanukkah. Now, the name Hanukkah, besides Ches Neiros Haloch and Kabeis Hillel, also is two words, Chanu Chafei. Hanukkah is Chanu Chafei. They rested on the 25th. But according to the Me'iri, the battle was on the 24th. They won the battle on the 24th, and they rested on the 25th. The Rambam writes, in the laws of Hanukkah, the Rambam writes that they won the war on the 25th day. So actually an argument between the Me'iri, who was a Rishon, and Rambam, did they win the battle on the 24th of Kislev or the 25th of Kislev? So it says, L'shana Acheres, the next year, because that year was when the miracle happened. So the next year, Kavim va'asi yamim tevim b'halul v'hidah. They made a Yom Tov with saying Hallel and Alanisim, which is interesting. This Gemara does not say they established the miracle to light the oil. This Gemara says the miracle was established for Hallel and Hidah. And therefore, as we mentioned briefly, Shabbos, but we didn't go into it, and that is that there's two aspects. If you notice in Alanisim, you mentioned Shabbos. There is no mention of the miracle, of the oil. Hidli Gunerish Bechatzis Kotshach means in the courtyard, festive lights. In Aner Salalo, we don't talk about the war. So there's two distinct aspects of Hanukkah. One is Halal and Alanisim, and one is actual Dominators. Two separate things of Hanukkah. Okay, Machat Shinazur, Maisha Maimachabeba, Main Kim Shivalagal Teda,